My name's Tim Noonan, I'm in Sydney, Australia, and I have a review for you of the new Sony Memory Stick recorder. It's a handheld tape recorder, somewhat similar to a micro cassette recorder, but in place of the micro cassette, it uses Sony's new Memory Stick technology. It feels a little bit like a paddle pop stick or a stick of chewing gum, but it's about half the length of a chewing gum stick, and these memory sticks come in a range of sizes from 16 meg, well, they probably even start with 4 and 8 meg. This unit is provided with a 16 meg memory stick, and you can get 32 or 64 meg chips as well, and probably soon 128 megabyte memory sticks. This unit provides 1 hour of reasonably high quality recording, 63 minutes, on a 16 meg chip, and you can also use a low quality recording mode, which will give you something like 131 minutes of lower quality recording. The lower quality recording is somewhat similar to what you'd expect from a Parrot or one of the many other portable devices for recording memos and so on, the business memo, etc. So the Sony product does produce very high quality recordings. In fact, this review I'm recording on the machine, and if required, I'll record it again on a different machine to get better quality, but the quality does seem that it could be good enough for playing on the air, which will also give you an idea of what the quality of the unit is. Physically, the unit is about the length of a cassette when it's in its case. It's about as thick from front to back as one of the older style cassette cases. A little bit thicker on the left side than the right, where the batteries are stored. And it's about 2 inches across. It takes two AAA batteries. It gives something like 5 hours of recording and 4 hours of playback. It has an inbuilt speaker, which is reasonably adequate for playing back recorded messages. It has an inbuilt microphone, which I'm using now, so you can get a sense of the quality of it. It's quite sensitive, but doesn't pop or isn't too sibilant most of the time. It has an inbuilt microphone socket and an inbuilt headphone socket, so you can plug headphones in or use an external microphone if you wish. It also has a real thumb wheel volume control, and you get quite good volume range from very soft to quite loud. If you put the speaker to your ear in noisy environments, it's quite suitable. It provides all the tape recorder features that you would expect and is really modelled on the tape recorder approach. It has play, pause, record, fast forward, rewind. It has the ability to split a recording into more than one at various locations. It has the ability to repeat the current recording that you're listening to. As with the CD player, you can skip back and forwards by track. It also has cue and review, as I think I might have already said. It provides extensive beep feedback of various functions, so that if, for example, you press the pause button, it will double beep. When you press it again, you'll get a single beep to know that you're back in recording or playback mode. It allows you to overwrite a recording from a particular point. So if, for example, you'd provided someone's name and their phone number in a recording, and their phone number changed, you could pause the recording where you wanted to add the new phone number, and that would overwrite the previous phone number portion of the recording. It's also possible to add extra content to the end of a recording. Recordings are stored in folders, and by default the machine provides 3 folders that you can choose from. When you turn the machine on, it begins with the default folder, and by pressing a button and listening to the tones, you can switch between any of the 3 folders. And with the external software, I think it's possible to have up to dozens or even hundreds of folders if you wish. It's also possible to create and delete folders using the machine itself. But what that means is that you can have 3 general groups of recordings in the machine, so that you could have a list of items to do in one, a list of important phone numbers in another, and some letters that you're dictating in the third, just as an example. You can record long recordings, or you can have a recording made up of lots of small components. and these components are somewhat similar to CD tracks in that you can skip back and forth between them very easily. The recordings are presented to you in date and time order, so it's possible to set a clock and calendar in the unit, which is advisable, but you do need someone with vision to do that for you. But apart from that, there isn't really a lot of special assistance that people need in order to get most of the facilities out of the machine and to be able to operate it with quite a lot of independence, but just as importantly, with confidence that it is doing what you're expecting it to do. There is also the ability to add priority to any of the recordings. By default, as I said, the recordings are in date and time order within each folder, but any recording that you've just listened to, you can increase its priority to 1 star, 2 stars, or 3 stars, which means that you get 4 priority levels, and within each of those priority levels, you'll get date and time order for the messages with that level of priority. That means that you could implement quite a simple but effective to-do list and reprioritize messages as required. I'm just going to quickly go over the various buttons on the unit and give you a couple of notes about each to give you some indication of how the beep tone feedback works, etc. I have the machine facing me. On the front face of the machine, at the base, the bottom half of the machine is taken up by the speaker. It is reasonably generous. Below that, on the underside of the machine, is the slot where the memory stick can be inserted. Above the speaker, on the left, is a roundish button, which is the stop button. To its right is the erase button. Going further up, above the stop button on the left, is the display button, which if you have no vision, you won't need to use. And to its right is the menu button. This allows you to adjust a variety of features and settings, although most of the time you don't need to use it at all. It does beep to let you know whether you are in or out of menu mode. When you press the button, it beeps once to say that it's in menu mode. When you press it again, it beeps twice to let you know that you've exited menu mode. And when you're in the menu mode, using the up and down or previous and next buttons, the system beeps to let you know that you've moved to the next item, and it double beeps when you get back to the top of the items. So once you learn the memory menu layout, it is quite practical to change at least some of the settings independently. But most of them, as we'll explain as the review goes on, you won't need to use. The screen is above all these buttons. On the left of the screen, there are 2 small buttons on the front. The lower of the 2 is the folder button. If you press it when the machine is in stopped mode, then you can cycle between the folders stored on the memory stick, and it will double beep when you're back to the primary or folder 1. If you're sighted, you can name the folders as well, so that you can have one called Things to Do and another called Memos, etc. If you're in playing a message, you can press the folder button, and that will allow you to move that message to another folder from the one it's in. The button above the folder button is the index button, and what it allows you to do is to break a recording into 2, either while you're recording or while you're playing back the message. It generates a beep to let you know that that's occurred, but it does seem to delete a quarter of a second of the second half of the message. So unless you've got some pauses in your recording, you can't do very clean edits. But with a bit of practice, it's not too difficult to block out a sentence or a phrase and then delete that recording, for example. On the left of the machine is an input jack for 3 volts, and Sony suggests that you use their power supply, which isn't provided, but I would imagine you could use a high-quality 3-volt DC power supply with positive tip. On the right of the screen is the AB repeat button, and it's also used for putting priority onto messages. You can be listening to a recording and press this button at the starting point that you want to hear repeated, When you hear the end point of what you want repeated, you can press the button again and it will loop continuously playing that selected phrase for you. This can be useful for clarifying exactly what is being said, memorizing a particular phrase or whatever. When the machine is in stopped mode, you can push that same button once, twice, or three times to up the priority of the message. If you keep pressing the button, when it gets to no priority, it will double beep. So for any message, you can ensure that you have its priority set as you require. On the right of the machine, going from the top, at the back of the right, we have the thumb wheel volume control. In front of that is the record button, a small triangular button. Below that is the pause button. That's also triangular, but in the other direction. We then have the play, fast forward and rewind button. Now, it's similar to the button that is now available on many of the new mini-disc machines. You can push it inwards to activate play or to activate a menu selection. You can push it upwards to rewind or to go to the previous track, and you can push it down to go forward to the next track. A little bit difficult to explain, but reasonably self-explanatory when you have the machine in front of you. Below that is the keyboard lock switch, which means that once you've started the machine recording, or once you have it in playback, or if you have it turned off, you can flick this switch so that none of the other buttons have any effect for when it's in your pocket or backpack or whatever. Below that is the quick release button for the memory stick. You push it up and the stick just slides out very easily. Turning to the back face of the machine, on the top half there are three buttons above each other, or switches, I should say. The first is the speed control. It has three positions. When it's to the far left, when the back of the machine is facing you, it slows the recording down by 15 to 20%. When it's in the middle position, the recording is played back at standard quality, or standard speed, and when the switch is pushed to the right, it increases it by about 20%. You have no other control. You don't have variable speed. You can just have one of those three settings. And you can leave it set to your preferred setting. For example, I almost always have it set to the faster setting because it doesn't affect recording, it's only a playback issue. The button below that is the microphone sensitivity switch, which can be in the left position for low sensitivity. That's quite good when you're in a noisy environment and you want to talk close to the microphone of the machine, but you don't want the background noise. Or you can push it to the right, which with the normal mode you'd have the machine in, which is the high sensitivity button, and that gives you clearer, crisper recordings, but some of the background noise may intrude. The switch below that is the voice activation facility. If it's to the left, then the machine is in permanent record mode when you've put it into record. When it's to the right, it will record when there is noise, and it will stop recording and pause when there is silence. The voice activation is extremely well implemented. It doesn't cut off syllables of what you're saying, and it can save you quite a bit of memory storage. Earlier I mentioned that there are two levels of quality available when you're using this machine. There is the standard play, which gives you 63 minutes on a 16 meg memory stick, and I would imagine that if you put a 32 meg stick in, that you would double that, and a 64 meg chip stick memory stick would give you four times that, so you could get 4 hours of high quality recording. The higher quality, the standard play, is the default, and as I said earlier, it is quite good quality, but there is still a degree of compression. The frequency range isn't fantastic, but it is still very good for spoken voice recording and playback. The lower quality, the long play mode, isn't as good. It's a lot more distorted, there's more background noise, and I don't think in most cases that I would have much desire to use it. In order to change the setting from one to the other, you need to use the menu facility by pressing the menu button and moving through them in your choices. You do need, therefore, to memorize the sequence. When you push the menu button, you're always at the set alarm option. If you move down, the next one, I think, is quality of recording, which is the standard or long play. It will double beep on one and single beep on the other, so it's always possible to know which mode you are setting. The beeps can be turned on or off, and also in the menu mode it's possible to set the clock, which you do need vision to do, or to set the alarms, again which you need vision for, and an alarm can have beeps or a particular recording associated with it. Because this product's quite new, the price is not particularly appealing. It sells for about $350 US, recommended retail, but on the street I imagine you could get it down to $280, $290, but I'm really guessing there. I bought mine in Australia and was able to get the price down to a little under $600 Australian. As I said, it comes with the 16 meg memory stick. Memory sticks are flash-based RAM technology, so they are priced similarly but a little higher than compact ATA flash cards for cameras. So for a 256 meg card, which would give you 4 hours of high quality recording, you're probably looking at, in Australian dollars, around about 250 or above, but I really don't know what that would be in American dollars. It's also possible to buy USB, floppy drive, and probably PCMCIA based memory stick readers so that you can directly access them from your PC, both reading and writing sound files. The sound files aren't stored in WAV format. They're stored in a special voice format that Sony have developed. It's 11 kHz, and as you can hear, the quality is reasonably good, but there's also a great deal of compression. There's PC software, and I haven't tested the accessibility of it, which allows you to convert that to and from WAV files. The device is also designed to work with Dragon, naturally speaking, preferred. This is not the only Sony voice recorder. They have 4 models at this stage. This is late year 2000. This is the top of the range, the memory stick model. All the others have internal memory, which cannot be removed. I believe they're all flash-based, and the audio quality and the range of features is diminished on all of the other models. Some of them are more chunky in design, and certainly the quality and real volume control and those sorts of things and the amount of storage is unique to the memory stick model. When I originally prepared this review, I hadn't realised that even the clock and the alarm facilities are relatively accessible if you have a reasonable memory. Because of the way the unit beeps, with 2 beeps at the start of ranges of numbers for years, months, days, it's actually possible to set the clock and calendar with reasonable level of confidence, and it's also possible to set an alarm independently, which can be attached to any of the messages you have recorded in the machines, so that there is an unlimited number of alarms. Therefore, in terms of accessibility, the only things that you can't do with the machine are identify which message you're up to, for example message 5 of 50, and you also can't read the time and the date. Can't as easily tell whether an alarm is set for a message. The unit only uses tones. It has no voice output except for the recordings, so therefore you do need to memorize the way the menus are laid out and the series of steps involved in setting the time and date, for example. But even if you get sighted assistance for those tasks, the rest of the machine is particularly accessible and very satisfying to use.